there's been an exceptionally good season so far for salmon. The people using my licence told me they got 10 tonne of barra, that's fillets, in 1 month, and they got 12 tonne of salmon. Now, normally it would be 10 tonne of barra and 5 tonne of salmon. So whatever's happened, is the breeding conditions for salmon must be spot on.
What do you think's happened?
It's the same thing. You get an explosion of species. There was an explosion, I believe, of jewfish a few years ago, and there was jewfish everywhere. So the conditions are dead right. Now, the barra are much better than last year, which is good too.
So it's not like salmon are up to the detriment of the barra stocks?
It looks like being good all round. There were no big fish kills at the end of last season. Good rain. Fish that are inland have been released, got to the sea. Amateurs should be having huge catches inland.
And what about the consumers, Pete? A good fillet of salmon, should I be paying less for it now?
I don't know. Ask the buyers. They probably tell you they're going broke. There's plenty of fish. Basically, if the rivers aren't dammed, if they don't drain all the swamps, if they don't put tar and cement everywhere and they leave nature alone, there'll be fish there for hundreds of years after we're all dead.
The salmon that comes into Darwin here, what markets does it head to? Is it all local consumption?
I think you'll probably find there's a fair percentage goes down south, but there's a lot consumed here. Same with barramundi. At the start of the season, there wasn't much barra and there was a lot of salmon, and the buyers were screaming because they didn't even have enough for local consumption. But once the fish start pouring out into the sea and there's plenty of supply, there'll be a fair bit going down south, which isn't bad. It's a good advertisement for the territory. I've eaten a lot of fish all around Australia, and you can't beat barra or salmon or even jewfish because it's caught in the territory, because it's caught in unpolluted waters. You're eating a fish out of a clean environment.
And Pete, is the industry expecting these good catch sizes to last throughout the season?
You'll get a run of fish. Usually it's after Easter, but now because we've had extended rains, it'll be a bit later. You'll have a run of barra, and then they'll all get in the sea, and then they'll disperse, and the fishermen will chase them everywhere. And in the end, we don't even know where they go. It's like the prawns. Nobody knows where the prawns go towards the end of the season.